The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Cats by 59 points, doing a number on the Saints at the Gabba to climb up into third place on the ladder and actually replacing the Saints. I can tell you, Fremantle and Hawthorn underway, and it's the Dockers 1-1-7 leading Hawthorn 1-6, but a shot at goal for Johnny Segler and a chance to give Hawthorn the lead. Just having a look at that updated ladder, and it is Port Adelaide on top. They are on 9 wins and 2 losses. And Brisbane second, 8-3. Geelong 7-4 now, ahead of that clash with Port Adelaide. So if they were to win on Friday night, the Cats, they'd close the gap to 1 game on the ladder leading power. Wilbur has joined us on the line. Wilbur, thanks for your call.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I'm just with my son Noah. We're just up in Brisbane. We're on our way home from the footy.
Oh, fantastic. What was the crowd like? Did we get a crowd number, Benny, from tonight's game?
Yeah, 3,903, including you and your son there, Wilbur.
Ah, fantastic. Well, yeah. Are you Queensland-based?
Yeah, we are, mate. We're in East Brisbane, and, mate, tonight was amazing. We went to North Melbourne, and we thought it was an okay game, but tonight was definitely, yeah, it was much better.
Now, are you from Geelong originally or Victoria originally, Wilbur?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, born and bred down in Corio, mate. So I just locked it. My son's a Queenslander, so I'm showing him the real game, mate.
Fantastic. Great stuff.
Gary Rowan enjoy... was a standout tonight, I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you enjoy huge about the game?
Yeah, Gary Rowan, mate. He was everywhere. He's an enigma. I think when he gets near it, something happens.
What about the young fella?
Yeah, Noah. Gonna have a chat, mate. He's got a flurry. He's halfway through his McFlurry.
Take it out, mate. Yeah, McFlurry.
Good on you, Noah.
You there, Noah?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite player, Noah?
Tommy Hawkins.
Oh, he was fantastic. How good was he tonight? 5 goals. What did you have a favourite part of the game tonight, Noah?
When Tommy Hawkins just kicked it off the ground and just got a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Noah, be honest, mate. Come on, be honest. Is your favourite part the footy or the McFlurry?
Both.
Yeah, you got the Quinella, which is fantastic. The Cats were, that was as good as they've played for quite some time, and yeah, it was good.
Now, Wilbur, I know travel restrictions are limiting things. Are you back in Geelong anytime soon?
Mate, we usually come to Easter Monday every year. That's the one game I'll bring Noah down and my other son, who's 5. But we have to give it a miss this year, and we'll aim for next year. All things all right. Going to plan.
Well, make sure when you are down here, give us a call again, and hopefully we're giving away the Routley's Party Faves box. Unfortunately, we can't ship the Routley's up to you. We'd love to give that to you.
I grew up with a Beaumont's pie, so I've taken Noah to Routley's, and he appreciates it just as much as me. So I'll be sure to do that.
All right, well, give us a call. Hey, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it, and hope you enjoyed the call and enjoyed the game. Well done. Thanks for your call. Wilbur there in Brisbane. Lee's joined us on the line. Lee, thanks for your call.
Hi, how you doing? Go the Cats.
Yes, go the Cats, Lee.
What a game. That was awesome. They play fantastic. Go Tommy Hawkins and, Rowan, all of them. That was fantastic. Really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Lee, going to give you a Routley's Party Faves box, a bunch of party pies and party quiches and chef's potato tops. And I'll tell you what, you'll enjoy that. Bryza will take your details. Really appreciate your call, Lee. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City. I love Benny. Benny wants to go home. Yeah. You done, Benny?
Oh, it's
really.
It's Monday night. It's 9 o'clock. Bit of four corners is on.
Oh, please! You would sit there with the dictionary trying to work out what some of the words that they're saying.
No, I wouldn't, Kingy. I'm all across it. I was 72.5% for English arrangement, so I was all over that. But yeah, look, it was a good win by the Cats.
It was. We've got to look at the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers.
We've got 74 of them. By the time we do that, the next game will have started.
Can I run the show and you just do what you're told? Okay. Is that okay?
That's fine.
That would be good.
No leeway for you, Ben.
Yeah, Geelong Insurance Breakers.com.au. Butler versus Buse, and it became Butler versus Buse and O'Connor in the end.
Both Buse and O'Connor absolutely dismantled Butler and also got enough footy themselves. Two very, very good defensive gains by those two.
Brad Hill and Mitch Duncan wasn't really a matchup. It was more Hill and Blitzarves there for a while.
It was Hill, Blitzarves, Hill, Tui for a while. And Bradley Hill, poor performance by him. Again, obliterated by his Cats opponents. What about Ben counting his money we can hear in the background?
Do you know what I did today?
Oh, please share us.
What did you do, Moneybags?
I bought an axe. It was quite liberating.
What are you going to do with it?
I bought an axe. I can't tell you. I can't tell you what I'm going to do with it, but I purchased an axe.
But you won't be chopping. An axe. I couldn't imagine. It's not your
go. I tomorrow I'm going to change my name by deed poll to Ben O'Toole. And I am going to chop anything that gets in my way.
Axeman ready?
I have no reason for the axe. I just went and purchased it. And it was. And there, you know what? There weren't many axes there. So I got one of the last and...
Right.
Yeah, it was good.
So you're telling me to move things on, but you want to tell people you bought an axe.
I did. I don't know. Just popped into my head. I just saw the receipt.
Wow. Okay.
Can you get us on track?
Hawkins and Carlisle, we know who won that.
Oh, Tommy Hawkins is absolute smashing. So Geelong have won the three Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-heads this evening. Yes. Fantastic work.
All right. You're back to one on Friday night.
No, that's not going to work.
That's all right. I can wonder what Domsey's up to Friday night. Wonder what Macca's doing.
I think I'll be fine.
Can you have a look at some stats for us, please, Benny?
Yeah, quick point of history. The Cats actually had three less inside 50s. They had 23 more tackles, 60 to 37. They had 49 more marks. The clearances were split at 31 apiece, and they were actually down 9 in contested possession. But they did have about 50 or 60 more disposals.
So which one was it? How's your math going?
Oh, well, it was about 60. But
56.
Modern footy is just sort of can be a bit rubbish with actual total disposals. Metagola, 26, 21 effective, 11 marks, 2 goals, some sort of game. Stewart, 22, he was good, 18 effective. Duncan, again, good, 22. Dangerfield, probably quiet-ish by his standards, spent time forward, but ended up with 19. Stephen, okay again, 19, so good, some reasonable signs from Jack Stephen. Tui, I thought was good, 18 touches, playing further up the ground. O'Connor, I thought was fantastic, 16 touches. Gary Rowan, 16 possessions, 4 goals, 3, if you don't mind. Reece Stanley probably had the better of Marshall, I would have thought. Marshall still had 16 touches, 1 mark, but Stanley had 15 touches, 3 marks, and had a couple of shots at goal, which would have been nice to ice. He couldn't do it. So it was pretty quiet, just 15 possessions. Guthrie, a quietish game. He started well, but given his recent form, he only had 14. Buse was good. He did a number. He and O'Connor did a number on Butler. Butler's had 2 effective disposals for the night, didn't have a shot at goal. They got something from everybody, really, even the guys down the bottom end there. Atkins got going in the second half a little bit. Jack Henry played reasonably well. Brad Close, 10 possessions. The young fella playing about his third or fourth game. And Hawkins, 9 kicks, 5 marks, 11 possessions in total, 5 goals. And I think he had at least 1, potentially 2 goal assists in that. For the Saints, Steele, 25. Sinclair, 19. Bytel on debut, a little positive for the Saints. He had 18 touches.
Good play.
And he had 5 clearances too, so that's good stuff from him. Billings, 17. Marshall, 16. And Hunter Clark, 16. But in the end, the Saints were just swamped because some of their key players, including the likes of Butler, I mentioned him, he hardly touched it. Brad Hill, 5 kicks, 6 effective disposals. Hine had 1 effective disposal. Battle could only get 6 kicks. Patton only had 4 effective disposals. And the likes of Ben Long, just 5 kicks. So too many players down. 8 and only 8 effective disposals to Jade Gresham, who is one of their more primish sort of movers. So just a dismal night for the Saints, and I think teams are going to have those in this hub situation. You're going to have nights when it doesn't go your way, and tonight was one of those for St Kilda, who have been up for a while playing good footy, and tonight they were shown a clean pair of heels by the Cats.
Kurtz Hire, your local hire company since 1982. Time for a Steamatic standout, your disaster restoration experts. Neil, to your judging that, they've been delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years.
Yeah, as Ben said, the Cats had so many winners all over the field, and they did get something from every single player, which was great. It's just a complete team performance, but I am in charge of picking what the person that I thought was the Steamatic standout. And tonight, for me, that goes to Sam Menegola, who we chatted to after the game.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.